Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft, who is chasing the ball. Stringer reaches third base with a triple. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stringer scores. Lieber moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripple moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers takes first base on ball four. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myers. The throw from Lombardi and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Myers scores. Lee moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Lee scores. Hack moves to third. Stringer moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Turner now pitching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on McCormick. Hack scores. Stringer moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. D'Alessandro scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 7-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Novikov moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Turner. Hack moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Stringer scores. D'Alessandro moves to second. It's 9-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Novikoff hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Frey moves to second. It's 9-1, Cubs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Ripple moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Werber steals second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lieber scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Werber moves to third. 2 outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Stringer reaches second base with a double. Hack moves to third. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. Stringer scores. It's 11-1, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. D'Alessandro moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro scores. It's 12-1, Cubs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Novikov hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to third. Novikov moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Jim Gleason pinch hits for Jim Turner. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Moore now pitching. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Greek George now catching. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-3 in the game. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick West now catching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Novikoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. George reaches second base with a double. There goes Novikoff trying to get to home. Kraft throws the ball into Joost, who relays the ball to West, who tags Novikoff, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock pinch hits for Whitey Moore. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into left field. Novikoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McCormick moves to third. Werber moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.